afternoon, and thanks for tuning into the Matawa Radio Show, your biweekly look at the people and programs making a difference across the 9 Matawa First Nations. I'm Sharnell Anderson, Communications Generalist in Matawa, and it's great to have you with us. Today on the show, we're talking about real opportunities for Matawa youth, money for school, recognition for hard work, and the support to keep going. Joining us is Brittany Kennedy, Programs Administrator with Achieving the Dream Through Education, a charity that helps students access scholarships, bursaries, and awards. Applications for Achieving the Dream Awards are now open until May 4th, 2026, and we're getting into what makes this year different. But first, let's check out what's new on Matawa's careers page. There are a handful of jobs on Matawa's jobs board this week. Matawa First Nations Management is hiring a property manager and a supportive housing intake worker. Matawa Education is hiring a student academic lead and a tutor instructor in Arrowland First Nation to teach Ojibwe. And the Matawa Health Cooperative is hiring a physician, physician's assistant, a nurse practitioner, and a physician in Constance Lake First Nation. If you want to learn more or apply for any of these jobs, head over to Matawa's careers page at www.matawa.on.ca/recruitment/careers. Are you a student that's nervous about starting college or university? You're not alone. If you're a graduating Matawa student or a mature student heading to school this fall, the Matawa Post-Secondary Transition Program is here to help you get ready. Future Matawa post-secondary students aged 17 and up are invited to register for the Matawa Post-Secondary Transition Program happening May 6th and 7th, 2026 at Confederation College in Thunder Bay. Over 2 days, students will learn about post-secondary funding and sponsored student responsibilities, hear directly from current Matawa students about their transition experience, and build skills for budgeting and independent living. Participants will also visit the Indigenous Student Center, explore scholarships and bursaries, learn about OSAP, and discover the supports available for Indigenous students. Transportation, accommodations, and meals will be provided for students traveling from Arrowland, Ganugaming, Long Lake 58, Nishkaniga, and Webequay First Nations. For more information, you can contact Matawa Post-Secondary at postsecondary@matawaeducation.ca. Take the next step with confidence and start your post-secondary journey the right way. Matawa First Nations Management would like to let members know that Matawa's Membership Services is moving this April to the Matawa Training and Wellness Center located at 523 Algoma Street North. Membership Services provides laminated status cards, the red ones, for members of Arrowland, Yabutung, Martin Falls, Nishkaniga, Nipinamik, and Webequay. Please note, laminated status cards cannot be issued if you already have a secure Certificate of Indian Status, which is the white status card. For more information or questions, you can contact Matawa at 807-344-4575. We look forward to welcoming you at our new location this April. Matawa students in Thunder Bay, support is here for you day and night. The Matawa Education and Care Center offers on-call, after-hours services for students aged 13 to 22. Need a safe ride? On-call provides free evening transportation. Need a safe place? The Safe Sobering Site is open 24/7 for short-term stabilization, clothing, harm reduction supplies, and basic needs like showers or laundry. Outreach workers and youth crisis intervention workers are also available nightly to support your safety, well-being, and mental health. Call or text 807-632-0639 anytime or visit 200 Lily Street North in Thunder Bay. You're not alone. We're here when you need us. Need help with your non-insured health benefits? Matawa First Nations Management has 2 NIHB navigators available throughout the week to support Matawa members with medical travel, accommodations, appointments, and anything else NIHB related. Whether you have questions, need help with paperwork, or aren't sure where to start, support is here for you. You can message them on Facebook at Matawa NIHB Navigators or call Cheryl at 807-630-1331 or Liz at 807-631-5829. Don't struggle on your own. Reach out to Matawa's NIHB Navigators today. Planning for school this year? Make sure your funding is in place. Matawa post-secondary students are reminded that sponsorship deadlines are fast approaching. If you're starting or continuing this fall, September 2026, make sure to apply by May 15th, 2026. Sponsorship funding is available for eligible members from Arrowland, Ganugaming, Long Lake 58, Nishkaniga, and Webequay First Nations. To learn more and complete your post-secondary application, visit matawaeducation.com and click on Matawa Post-Secondary. Do you need help? You can email postsecondary at matawaeducation.ca or call 807-768-3300, extension 3319, to connect with Matawa's post-secondary coordinator. Again, that number is 807-768-3300, extension 3319. Don't miss your deadline. Apply early and secure your funding for the upcoming school year. For many students, the biggest barrier to education isn't motivation, it's access. Whether it's the cost of tuition, supplies, or just feeling supported along the way, those challenges are real. That's where achieving the dream through education comes in. Today, we're joined by Brittany Kennedy, Programs Administrator with Matawa Education, who works closely with Matawa youth to provide scholarships, bursaries, and awards that recognize not just academic success, but effort, resilience, and community involvement. With May 4th, 2026 deadline approaching, we'll talk about what students can apply for, what makes an application strong, and why these opportunities matter more than ever. Welcome, Brittany.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So we talk about these opportunities almost every year, but for those who aren't familiar, can you give us a rundown of the opportunities available through Achieving the Dream Through Education and highlight any new awards for the 2026 season?
Absolutely. So Achieving the Dream Through Education offers scholarships, bursaries, and awards for Matawa students of all ages, abilities, and even educational pathways. This includes anywhere from elementary school to high school, college, university, the trades, and even students who are pursuing alternative or community-based learning. And this year is quite interesting because we have approximately 13 applications and that young people can apply for. What makes our program unique is that it's not just about academics, but it's about recognizing effort, resilience, community connection, and personal growth. So for 2026, we're continuing to expand the opportunities. And one particular bursary that comes to my mind is this year we have the wonderful Charlie O'Keefe Leadership Bursary Scholarship. So, and this is to recognize a youth, a young person in one of each Matawa First Nations who demonstrates leadership in honor of the late Charlie O'Keefe. So a very beautiful scholarship that was created on behalf of the Matawa Board, the Matawa First Nations Management Board. So I think everyone's going to, you know, hold that scholarship very closely to their hearts. And I look forward to seeing all the really great applications coming through for that particular scholarship. We also have some new scholarships opening up this year as well, specifically we have the Englobe Scholarship, which is new this year, and we also have the Tech Resources Limited Resources bursary as well. So lots of new bursaries this year, and again, anyone can apply, aging from elementary all the way up to post-secondary. So,
and so you've been overseeing these awards and scholarships for a few years now. I'm wondering what kind of students tend to overlook applying, even though they would be great candidates?
Yeah. So honestly, it's often the students who benefit the most. We see students who might be applying to trades or interested in trades who struggle academically at times, students who are balancing family responsibilities, or even those who don't see themselves as, you know, quote unquote, top students. And they often think it, you know, these awards, it just isn't for them. But those are exactly the students we want to reach. If you're showing up, you're trying, you're growing, you're working towards something, you're a strong candidate, and we want to see you apply for these scholarships and bursaries, and we just want to hear your story.
Right. I mean, when people think about scholarships, I think, you know, they think that you got to have the best of the best grades. But Achieving the Dream Through Education isn't like that. So can you tell me about how this program challenges that idea?
Absolutely. We challenge that idea completely. So marks are not only Really, marks are just the one small part of the picture, right? We're looking at the whole student, their story, their efforts, their goals, and their impact on their community, their school, their peers. We recognize that not every student has the same opportunities or support system, so success looks different for everyone. And our program, we want a program that reflects that, and we hear that from our donors as well. You know, we want to make sure that these scholarships and bursaries are really focusing on supporting those who have dreams, and we just want to help them achieve their dream, whatever that dream is. There's no such thing as a small dream.
And so I'm wondering what makes an application stand out to the people that review these applications beyond just marks and transcripts.
Authenticity. That's the biggest thing, right? Is we really are looking for students to share their story and share it honestly. You know, what you've been through, what you're working hard towards, and why it matters to them. Like I said, there's no such thing as a small dream, and we want to hear about it. Applications stand out when students talk about their growth, and they talk about their connection to their family and their connection to, you know, the land or their community or, you know, their spiritual understanding and values. And those are all really important for future goals. And, you know, applications don't need to be perfect. We're not looking for perfection. We just want it to be real. And we want to hear from young people and how we can help support them.
Can you share a story or an example of a student whose journey really reflects what this program is about?
Sure. So we actually have, we've had a young person who graduated from a school, a high school, and they went on to post-secondary, and now they're actually working in governance. And this young person, we actually had an interview with them not too long ago about their scholarship and what it meant to them. And one quote that they said to me was that when they won their award, they felt like someone believed in them. Yeah, and I thought that was so beautiful. And, you know, I also am reminded that it's not just one person who believed in them. It's an entire board of directors who, you know, chose the winner. And that was that young person who won that award. They were the chosen one. And I remember the board looking through that person's application, and, you know, it was a no-brainer. But anyways, it was just a really beautiful quote that I heard. And this young person is a brilliant young person who's, like I said, working in governance and working to give back to their community, give back to Matawa First Nations management, and really leading the change. This person's a change maker, really, and wanting to make sure that youth's voice are heard and that things are changing for young people of Matawa. So if this person's listening, I want to say congratulations to them, and I think they'll know who they are. But I'm always so touched. There's so many stories and so many applicants who come through, who apply for these awards, and all the winners, you know, whenever I read their applications, they're all so moving. And I hope that whoever's listening, if any of those winners are listening, I hope you're applying again. And I hope you're encouraging other young people to apply. And yeah, your story matters and you matter. So yeah.
It's really fantastic, right? Because I mean, these are students who are remarkable in and of themselves. It's not, you know, like this award makes them more remarkable than they are. It just sort of highlights their skills and their talents and their abilities. And I think that's fantastic. And for students who might feel intimidated or think that this isn't for me, what would you say to encourage them to apply anyway?
I would say that this is exactly for you. This is, you know, like I said earlier, you don't need perfect grades. You don't need the perfect application. You don't need to have everything figured out. You know, you just need to be working towards something that matters to you. And, you know, there's no such thing as a small dream. Even if you're unsure, apply anyways. I tell so many young people, they're like, oh, I'm not sure if I would qualify. I don't know if I, you know, would win. And I just say, apply anyways. The board of directors are so adamant about looking at every single application, which is so beautiful because they see the power of these bursaries and scholarships. And yeah, so I would just say, even if you're unsure, apply anyways. And if you're unsure and you need a little, you know, pep talk, call me and text me, email me, whatever. I can help you through it. Because who knows, maybe you apply and you're chosen.
And so how has the need for financial support or student recognition changed in recent years? Are you seeing different challenges now than you were earlier?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many challenges, and I'm sure there's challenges that I'm even unaware of, but I'm sure we can all agree that one of the biggest costs challenge is the cost of living, right? It's increased significantly, especially, in education, like education tuition dollars are, those are increasing, cost of food, like everything. And so we have a lot of young people who are trying to balance, family life and their responsibilities at home and, cost of education, even just going to high school, a bus pass is incredibly expensive. So, we're seeing a lot of those challenges, but we're also seeing, a stronger need for recognition, not just financial support, but encouragement. So students want to feel seen and supported, and that's a big part of what we do, right? Through social media and just, I think that these bursaries and scholarship really, they recognize the hard work that young people are putting in every day, and we want to recognize that.
I'm wondering if there are some common mistakes that applicants make, and if so, how can they avoid these common mistakes?
Well, I can tell you the first biggest mistake that I see is not applying at all.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's beyond that. Like sometimes students may rush their applications or maybe keep their answers too short or even just, not really be their true authentic self, right? One of the things with the bursaries and scholarships is that we try really hard to make it as open as possible. So if you are the type of person who, is a visual person, like I myself am an artist by trade, and I, when it comes to a pen and paper, that's where I jive. I love to draw and write and all these great things. And if I had the opportunity to share my story and my voice through that means, I would totally do that. So if there's a young person, like I said, who's like me, who would much rather, write a poem or create a piece of artwork that represents their story, then we want to see that. We want to hear from it. And we hopefully provide an opportunity for young people to, upload visuals or audios to complete their applications. And it's really important for us for young people to know that when they are applying, it doesn't need to be, typing things out on a computer. There's other ways to apply. So and also another big thing that I just really want to make sure that everyone knows is that you can ask for help, right? So if there's a young person out there who's listening, or a mom and dad or a grandma or auntie and uncle who knows of a young person who should apply, but they're not sure but they need help, then they just reach out to me and I can help. I'm the person who's behind the phone number or the email address. I'm often the one who's looking at the website and uploading all the things on the website. So, I'm the person, and I'm just here to help however way I can. So.
And can you remind us what the email and phone number is to reach you?
Yes. So it's dream@mataoeducation.ca. And the number is 807-632-0691. Feel free to call, text, leave audios. I love audios. Any way I can help support, I'm here to help.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that. I mean, Brittany's really friendly and really supportive. And I think it is, really about just helping students, succeed. So don't hesitate to reach out. Just a couple more questions for you. So beyond funding and the financial support, what does Achieving the Dream Through Education hope youth take away from these programs?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is, going back to that one student who felt that people believed in them, I would love for young people to walk away feeling confident and supported and really just overwhelming sense of pride of who they are and where they come from. And I know that, I don't want to speak for the board of directors, but I'm sure if any of the board of directors are listening to this, that they would agree that that's also what they want this program to do. This is more than funding. It's more than, getting money to kids. It's about building, confidence. It's about telling young people that they have a team of people you know, communities, you know, 9 Matawa First Nations communities just rallying behind them to support them in achieving their dream. No matter how, you know, how little or how big their dream is, we're here and we're really proud of them.
If someone is listening right now and thinking about applying, what's the first step that they should take today to get started?
So the first step is simple. Just go to our website, www.achievingthedream.ca, and you can go to the funds and bursary tab. Just click on that and it'll bring you right to the page where it talks all about the scholarships, bursaries, and awards. If you don't know how to navigate the website, you can also just go to our Facebook page. We're also on Instagram as well, Achieving the Dream. Achieving the Dream Through Education. And from there, you can take your time. You can read through the questions. You can, you know, answer those the best you can. The portal that young people can apply through, you can save your questions. You can return to your applications later. So you don't need to do it all in one sitting. And yeah, if you are the kind of person who likes to maybe complete an application on pen and paper, you can download all the applications hard copy from our website as well. I've also mailed all of our applications to all of our Matawa First Nations. So there should be out there. And if you have any questions, you can also ask the education directors. They should have access to them. And like I said, email me, text me, call me. Send me an audio, whatever is easiest. You can even shoot me a message on Facebook if that's easier, or Instagram. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's all the questions that I have for you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
You just heard from Brittany Kennedy, Program Administrator with Matawa Education. To learn more about Achieving the Dream or to apply for an award, visit achievingthedream.ca. You can also find them on Facebook at Achieving the Dream Through Education. Miigwech, thank you for spending your afternoon with us on the Matawa Radio Show. Explore more Matawa programs and services anytime at www.matawa.on.ca or follow Matawa First Nations on Facebook for the latest updates. You can catch the Matawa Radio Show every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. Join us next time on April 7th, where we'll learn how the Matawa Health Cooperative is supporting new moms with its midwifery program. I'm Charnel Anderson. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.